We are recording. All right, so the first case up on our agenda is item number one, PR 2024 011052, SI 2024 01468. It's an EPC final site plan sign off at 9640 Eagle Ranch Road Northwest. Is the applicant's team here? Is the applicant here for item number one, PR 2024 011052?
Hey Jay,
Hey, Sergio.
it's Sergio with Tierra West here. We also have the architect Ron Campbell and Amadeo Trujillo, who was the engineer on this project, in the audience as well.
Do any of you guys have a presentation or anything I need to make you a co-host for?
I don't have a presentation. I could just give a brief overview of the request.
Appreciate it.
Sure. So this request was a two-part request for the Environmental Planning Commission. It was a zone map amendment and an amendment to an existing site plan EPC. The site plan, the original approved site plan was approved about 20 years ago for the same use, light vehicle sales. And so essentially we are just expanding on that use. We're just adding a bay for service of the vehicles. In addition to that, for the zone map amendment, we amended the site plan to have all matching one zone of non-residential commercial. There was a weird line within the subject property that split the zoning into two different uses. I believe one was mixed use and the other non-residential commercial. I have to double check that. But since there was a inconsistency in the zoning, we thought it would be best to adjust that zoning and just have the zoning that would allow our proposed uses outright. That both of those requests were reviewed and approved by EPC and EPC planning staff. As part of that approval, we had conditions which we have addressed and provided to EPC staff. They have given us and you all the memo for those conditions, and so now we are here seeking final approval and sign off.
Thanks, Sergio. Excuse me. Does anybody else on the applicant side want to say anything? No? All right, let's go to comments. Before we go to DFT comments, we got a special staff guest here for this one, Bonnie Strange. And she is going to go over forestry comment. Forestry comments. So, Bonnie, if you would.
Sure. Some of our comments were related to street trees. Per the street tree ordinance, all applicants for building permits of construction for a new building or building addition of 200 square feet or more shall submit a street tree plan. So there are currently no street trees shown along Westside Boulevard. And then also the trees along Eagle Ranch Road, those are shown at 30 feet on center. We're wondering if there is a reason for that.
I do not believe there is a specific reason for that. Ron, do you have any comments on that?
I do not. I believe the landscape design was under the civil design, and so I'm deferring to you guys on that one.
Yeah, we'll review and get that corrected. Amadeo, did you have anything on that? Did Danny mention any specific reason why we couldn't
Good
meet
morning.
them?
Good morning, everyone. No, Sergio, Danny, our sub-consultant didn't have he didn't note that in his original analysis. So I'll have to get back with him and clarify that that requirement is 25 feet, not 30 feet as shown. I do know that, obviously there's this building and development is existing, and so he tried to bridge the gap between what was out there and what is required to be compliant with the IDO. But by any means, I'm going to bring back these comments up with our landscape architect and get these addressed accordingly.
Okay. And then in addition to that, we had that it appears many of the plants in the approved site development plan are no longer on the site, per IDO 513B7B. All landscaped areas shall be maintained with a neat and orderly appearance, which includes pruning, removal, and replacement of dead or diseased plants and trees, disposal of litter, repair of damaged walls, upkeep of irrigation systems. Per IDO 513B7E, trees or plants that die shall be replaced by the owner as expeditiously as possible, but in no case longer than 60 calendar days from notice of from the city. So there are shrubs in the approved site development plan that appear to have been removed, and those need to be replaced and maintained. We are amenable to the applicant planting larger native shrubs to meet landscape requirements per IDO than replacing all the shrubs in the site development plan. And then I had one more comment. There are ash trees being shown in the landscaping plan. There's two different varieties being shown. There's an urbanite ash, and then there is also a, sorry, let me bring up the plan, a Patmore ash. We're okay with the Raywood ash, but we're seeing other ash, like green ash varieties, really struggle in the heat. And they're sort of highly water consumptive. So these trees are only conditionally recommended, and we're requesting that you replace these with another species.
Okay, and the other species for the tree, is that just something we could look at the palette of pre-approved trees, or is there a certain recommendation you're making for that tree?
I'll put my email in the chat. And if you all want to reach out to me, I can absolutely make some recommendations. If not, you know, your landscape architect can certainly make recommendations as well. We just want to make sure we're not planting stuff in there that's like conditionally approved, because that's really like borderline type stuff right now. So.
Okay, and we could also work with you to coordinate the shrubs and the changes to the landscape plan, just to kind of ensure that we're on the right track.
Sounds good, yeah. And then there was one more item. There is not currently a landscape detail being shown. We require that 5 foot radius of organic mulch is planted around the base of the tree, but not directly up against the base of the tree. If you could please show that detail, and then also a stamped drawing by landscape architect is required.
Okay, thank you. We'll get that addressed.
Great, thank you.
Right,
And
thanks.
I believe that's all I had.
All right, thanks, Bonnie. All right, let's go through DFT comments, starting with the Water Authority, David.
Hey, it's David with Water Authority. The site has an availability statement already. Doesn't look like any services are being proposed or new connections. If that changes, just work with us and we'll probably get you that get that approved through a connection permit, assumingly, depending on what you're doing. I have some my second comment was just to add a couple notes for to coordinate with our cross connection and pre-treatment engineer, just to confirm if they have any potential comments on your site plan or cross connection for the new building or pre-treatment for the sanitary sewer discharge. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, David. Let's go to hydrology comments next. Who's doing hydrology for
I'll
this
take
one?
it. This is Anthony. So hydrology has an approved grade and drainage plan with the engineer stamp date of November 6, 2024, and hydrology has no objections to the site plan.
Thank you, Anthony. Let's go to Transportation Commons next, Ernest.
Sherman Hill Transportation. Eagle Ranch is a minor arterial and requires 6 foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. West Side is a local road and requires 5 foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. It appears existing sidewalks meet requirements. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated December 12, 2024. We have no objections. Please note an approved full TCL will be required prior to building permit.
All right, thanks, Ernest. Sergio, do you guys got any questions for Ernest?
This is Sergio. No questions.
Thanks. All right, let's go to code enforcement comments next. I believe Jeff had comments on this one. Jacob, does Jeff have comments?
Yes. This is Jacob. I'll be reading comments for code enforcement. Comment number one, landscape calculations seem to have an error on the revised approved site plan, showing the amount of landscape provided does not meet the amount of landscape required. The proposed site plan shows it as meeting the requirements. The revised approved site plan does not. Please clarify the discrepancies and correct as needed. Then he provided a screenshot of what he's talking about in his comment memo. The next pertains to outdoor and site lighting. As per IDO 58B1B, expansion of the gross floor area by 25% or more will trigger new outdoor and site lighting requirements. Need to show how the existing lighting is meeting those requirements or make modifications accordingly. Review IDO 58C, prohibited lighting, and replace any existing lighting that is now prohibited. Review 58E, general design and illumination standards, and demonstrate how the existing lighting is meeting requirements for 58E1 and 58E2. Manufacturer's specification sheets are helpful, or other illustrations showing facing and type of lighting and height of placement if applicable. See IDO 58F, table 582. Lighting designations by zone district appears to be located in the LZ1 light zone. Demonstrate how it meets light trespass requirements as per IDO 58F4 for LZ1. Or you may add a statement in the plan to that effect, indicating lighting on premise meets trespass standards. Demonstrate how lighting meets total lumen allowance as per IDO 58G, table 58G2. And it's like that's all he has on lighting. And then the last comment is sign replacements require separate sign permit approval if structural components are replaced or there is a change in the size slash design of the sign. If only changing sign copy, no permit is required. And that's all of Code's comments.
All right, thanks, Jacob. Sergio?
Hey Jay, this is Sergio with Terawest. So this might be more of an overall question, but moving forward on this project, should we work with the individual departments, or are we just? Do you want us to just submit the entire revised drawings all at once on ABQ plan?
I think what you need to do is so you need to upload your revised drawings to ABQ plan, but inform us when you do. And just if you would send us attach the or send a link to the revised drawings as well and by email.
Okay, we can do that. And I'll reach out to code enforcement just to make sure when we do address these
Yeah.
that we're displaying the information in a way that's acceptable.
Yeah, Sergio. So I mean, the lighting requirements are pretty big, in that, there's a lot to address there. I think there's probably an internal meeting that needs to take place as well between planning staff, code enforcement, DRS, and UD&D staff regarding that condition number 8 from the EPC approval. And, I mean, I know that William stated in his post EPC memo that that condition had been met, but it's looking like, based upon Jeff's comments from code enforcement, that they were not, in fact, met. But yeah, I think you need to reach out to Jeff as well. And this is a comment that, in my mind, will, need to be addressed before we can issue a notice of decision, and call this one approved. In addition to any other comments out there that staff have that they would consider not that they would consider keeping this site plan from approval at this time, but I this one we definitely need to work on with you guys. So
Hey, Jason. Or sorry, this is Sergio with Tier West. Yeah, we have worked to meet those requirements. I think it's just a matter of communicating it and showing it properly on the drawings.
okay.
But yes, we're more than happy to work with you all and get these items corrected.
Okay. Good. All right. Let's go to parks next, Hannah.
Good morning. This is Hannah Olick with Parks and Recreation. I believe Bonnie went over most of our comments. The only one thing that I wanted to note here is I think the landscaping plan that you guys have submitted is the old landscaping plan. This is because you were mentioning Danny is your landscape architect. This drawing was signed and sealed by Mr. Bohannon. I don't think this is the landscaping plan that you guys meant to submit. But either way, if you can just send Bonnie's comments to your landscape architect and just to make sure that all of what she noted is being complied with, that will be great. And I will ask her to send you guys her comment memo also for your reference. And that concludes my comments. Let me know if you have any questions.
Thanks,
Okay,
Hannah.
thank you, Anna.
All right, and let's finish up with planning comments. Marcelo?
Good morning, this is Marcelo. Good morning, Sergio.
Morning.
The few things that I have for this one is that just to make sure that Hannah said, make sure that all plant sheets must be sealed and signed by a design professional licensed in the state of New Mexico. Also, the applicant team submitted a response memo confirming their agreement with all conditions of approval outlined in their notice of decision from EPC. I've noticed that the project and application numbers, along with the signatures, were not collected on page AS1.1. Planning staff defer to other DFD members to determine whether an additional infrastructure needs to be financially guaranteed. As you noticed on your comment memo, also, Serge, on page 3, I added a list of unapproved changes, which most of them were addressed, except for the landscape now, as you previously heard from Bonnie. Those items need to be addressed. But aside from that, I think most of them were addressed. The dimensions on page A2.1 were addressed, were brought down, I noticed. Conditions of approval 10A needs to be addressed. The parts sign is still missing off of the east elevation, keynote number 14. And then also about the comment that you previously heard from code enforcement, Jacob addressed that. Code enforcement is reviewing still condition number 8, just a note for you guys to comply with that entire section. And then also just acknowledging that you guys are acknowledging that the conditions had been satisfied 1 through 4, 6 to 9, and 10B. But being that, just the landscape needs to be also addressed, and lighting, and also condition of approval 10A. And that is the end of my comments. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Marcel.
Marcellus is, oh, sorry, Jay.
No, you're fine. I was just saying thank you, Marcel. Go ahead.
Thank you, Marcellus and Sergio with Tierra West. I have no questions at this time. I don't know if Ron or Amadeo, do you have any clarifying questions for staff?
I do not. No, not at this time. Thank you.
I don't either.
All right. Thank you, guys. So we need to work on our DFT comments before we can call this one approved. Just FYI, the next DFT meeting is going to be on July the 2nd in 2 weeks. And another FYI is we're getting a little bit more strict about supplemental submittal deadlines to give our staff enough time to review supplemental submittals. So I'm going to put this in the chat too, but I'm just going to tell you, Sergio, and this is for future reference as well, and it might get a little bit more strict too, but I'm going to send out an official email to the development community before I go beyond this deadline. But right now, we're setting a supplemental submittal deadline of Wednesday at noon, the week before, basically a week before the DFT meeting. So we've been allowing Friday noon deadlines for supplemental submittals for DFT. And just so you know, too, with DHO, it's actually built into the DHO calendars that the supplemental submittal deadline is Friday at noon. So we're not going to change it for DHO, and it's not an issue as much because there's typically fewer things, fewer revisions for staff to review. So Friday noon deadline for DHO isn't as much of an issue. But it's been an issue reviewing major site plans revisions for DFT staff. We haven't had enough time with the Friday noon deadline to perform those reviews. So just so you know, and everybody else here, for the time being, right now, our supplemental submittal deadline for DFT is going to be Wednesday at noon. So just so you guys know. And I'll put that in the chat as well. And hopefully we'll see you back here July the 2nd. All right. Let's go to item number two next. That's PR 2020-004098. This is another EPC final site plan sign-off at 86th Street Northwest, or sorry, 86th Street Southwest and Bridge Boulevard Southwest. This is a review for a 38 lot duplex residential subdivision. Is the applicant's team here for this one?
Yes.
All right. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning.
Do you want to update us?
Yeah, I mean, we've been to DFT a couple times. Last time I wasn't last DFT hearing, both I and David Gutierrez were not available. And so we're basically here to talk about the comments.
All right, and before you go into DFT comments, just want to confirm, John, the infrastructure list is tied to the preliminary plat that was approved by the DHO, right?
That's correct.
Yep. All right. Let's go to DFT comments, starting with the Water Authority, David.
Yeah, hi, David with the Water Authority. We got an availability statement already. As you know, there's infrastructure required. The only thing I need is for you to label the public versus private. You're saying build it with this. It seems like it's build it with this site plan. All the public stuff needs to be built with a work order, so just please clean that up and we'll be
Sure.
good to go.
And I assume that's on the utility sheets.
Yes, on the utility sheets, because you're stating like, hey, go build this on this site plan. It needs to be with a work order. So
Sure. Yep.
just
That's an
clean that up.
easy update.
That's it. That's it for me. Thank you.
All right, thanks, David. Hey, just if you need to add this as a condition or finding to the notice of decision, please just add this to the chat. I think we're ready for this one.
Okay, will do.
Right, thanks. Let's go to hydrology comments next, Anthony, or whoever's doing hydrology.
Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date January 27, 2025, and hydrology has no objection to approval of the site plan. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Let's go to transportation comments next, Ernest.
Ernest Army Hill, Transportation. Transportation has an approved TCL dated February 7, 2025. We have no objection to the site plan. The infrastructure list, which we talked about with the plat, is connected with the plat, so won't mention any more about it.
Thanks, sir. All right. Let's go to code enforcement comments if they had any. Jacob, does Jeff have anything?
Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go to Parks comments next. Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Olick. All of our comments have been addressed, and we have no further comments on this case. Thank you.
Thank you, Hannah. All right, let's finish up with planning comments next, Jacob.
The only comment we have is just adding the application number to the site plan cover sheet. And that is it.
All right, thanks, Jacob. Yeah, that's the chat. All right, there it is. All right. Well, John, I think we're good with this one. So you're approved. This final sign-off is approved, and we'll issue you a notice of decision for this as soon as we can. It might be a week or so, or maybe a little bit more, but we'll get you a notice of decision for this application, and you can continue working with DRC on the financial guarantee and infrastructure improvements agreement for the preliminary plat. Just so you know, with that, you'll need to come back with a final plat to the development hearing officer with a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement in order for your platting action to get recorded. All
Understood. Thank you, Jay.
right, thanks, John. Have a great one.
Take care.
Yep.
All right.